Blog Talk Radio.
Franchise interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews. Welcome to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews has been giving an up-close, behind-the-scenes look at franchising and entrepreneurship. Listen to interviews with franchisers, franchisees, franchise authors, franchise experts, and attorneys. And now, welcome your host, Marty McDermott, and Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs who own one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Well, today is day three of our 12 days of franchising, where each day from December 12th to December 24th, we'll ask Santa for a particular franchise. And on the third day of Christmas, we ask Santa for the Big Frog franchise opportunity. So listen to the interview to find out why, and we'll be right back with more Franchise Interviews.
The Stone Coat Franchise Opportunity. Are you looking for a unique and lucrative franchise opportunity? If so, take a look at Stone Coat. With a patented process which creates a true stone finish on almost any wall or ceiling, Stone Coat is a true game-changing product in the multi-billion dollar construction industry. Stone Coat is applied faster, cleaner, and cheaper than conventional quarried stone, which saves both time and money. With advantages in remodel and new construction of both residential and commercial projects, Stone Coat is a true crossover product. The Stone Coat franchise opportunity provides a low startup cost, low operating expenses, comprehensive training, ongoing support, and no royalty payments. For more information on the Stone Coat franchise opportunity, go to www.stonecoatfranchise.com. That's www.stonecoatfranchise.com or call us at 972-380-2700. That's 972-380-2700.
Franchise Teacher.
Would you like to know how to franchise your concept or grow your franchise business?
Meet the experts at Franchise Teacher.
The goal of Franchise Teacher is to teach, coach, consult, and advise. The team of experts at Franchise Teacher will evaluate your business model and present you with a winning business strategy.
Franchise Teacher will help you decide whether or not your concept works and if it's franchisable. Franchise Teacher is proud to have over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors.
Franchise Teacher are developers of over a dozen franchise systems, which include brick and mortar as well as home-based concepts of nearly 3,000 combined franchise locations.
Whether you need to add more units or get more customers, Franchise Teacher can help. We will teach.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn our proven system.
Coach.
Franchise Teacher will help you provide a game plan to succeed.
Consult.
Franchise Teacher will make sure you stay on track.
And advise.
Franchise Teacher will help you learn from our over 30 years of experience in franchising as both franchisees and franchisors. Take advantage of our free, no-obligation phone consultation. Simply go to franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
That's franchiseteacher.com or call us at 561-385-3032.
Hi, this is Connie McDermott, Administrative Assistant for Franchise Interviews, LLC, and you are listening to Franchise Interviews.
Franchise Interviews. From Easton, Pennsylvania to Sydney, Australia, you're listening to Franchise Interviews. Franchise Interviews.
Hi, everyone. Happy holidays, and welcome to a very special edition of Franchise Interviews, where for over 10 years, we've been asking the franchisepreneurs one-on-one. I'm your host, Marty McDermott. I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and we have a great show today. Well, today is day three of our 12 days of franchising. Each day from December 12th to December 24th, we'll ask Santa for a particular franchise. And on the third day of Christmas, we asked Santa for the Big Frog franchise opportunity. It was several years ago that we received a batch of Franchise Interviews t-shirts with our logo on it, and they were just fantastic. So let's go right into our interview with the Big Frog franchise opportunity.
And I'm the president of Franchise Interviews, and as we were saying earlier, we have a great show today. We're meeting with Leeward Bean, the president and CEO of Big Frog. We're also meeting with Ronald DeVries, the vice president and COO of Big Frog, and Dr. Tina Bacon DeVries, executive vice president for Big Frog. Hi, Leeward. Hi, Ronald. Hi, Dr. Tina. How are you all doing today? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Marty. Howdy.
Hi.
How's everyone doing today?
Great, thanks. How about you?
It's cold up here, Dr. Tina. I hope you guys don't rub it in. We always like to ask our guests where you're calling from today. So, and I have an idea of where you're calling from. So why don't you let our guests know where you're calling from today?
We're in delightful downtown Dunedin, Florida. We're a suburb of Tampa on the Gulf Coast.
So
we're sitting presently about five blocks from the Gulf of Mexico. So
you're rubbing it in, aren't you?
Well, with the wind chill factor, Marty, it's 78 here today.
It is. Okay, well, now I feel bad, right? It's 32 degrees up here in eastern Pennsylvania, and it feels like winter is hit. But I'm really excited to have you on the show today. And this is where the headquarters is actually located, right?
That's correct.
Okay, that's fantastic. One of the several factors that impressed me about Big Frog is the experience of your leadership team. And a common theme on our show over the last 8 years is to our listeners is to look towards the experience of the leadership before purchasing a franchise opportunity. And Leeward, I thought I would start with you. I mean, it sounds like all of your experience when I was reviewing your biography has kind of led you up to Big Frog, hasn't it?
It really has. I started in 1970 working for Burroughs Corporation selling mainframe computer systems.
Right.
And in the mid-70s, somebody invented a thing called a chip. And, of course, we all know what happened to hardware cost over the last 30 years. So
sure.
In 1976, I joined the Polaroid Corporation, and I spent 17 years with Polaroid and left them as their worldwide director of business imaging. And that was really a wonderful education for me in the fundamentals of business through corporate America. And then in 1990, I left Polaroid and came back to Clearwater, Florida, which is my home, and joined two scientists, and we started a company called Ocean Optics. And we invented the world's first miniature fiber optic based spectrophotometer.
Wow.
And we grew that company from $0 in 1990. And when we sold it in 2004, we were doing about $60 million in gross revenue, had 250 employees, and well over 400,000 square feet of facilities all over the world.
Wow, it's an incredible story, Leeward, as I listen to it. I mean, your life is like a puzzle, you know, where you're kind of in the beginning, and then you put the pieces together. It seems to all make sense how you are where you are today.
Yeah, it's been a fabulous run at it and a lot of good times along the way.
That's interesting in looking at your background, too, Leeward, is I saw that you you also enjoy mentoring young entrepreneurs. And I had the opportunity of doing that for 4 years as a group called the Collegiate Entrepreneur Organization. And I was a faculty advisor for that group. And I thought that was interesting that you worked with young entrepreneurs as well. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, franchising has been wonderful to us. Everybody in the franchise industry has been helpful in us being successful and us growing our brand. And it's a great time to give back or give forward or however that goes. But I find it very enjoyable. And, you know, at my age, that's all we have to give is our experiences and that. So I've really enjoyed it a lot.
That's great. That's fantastic. Ronald, how about yourself? Maybe talk a little bit about your background and how you got to Big Frog.
Sure. I have a strong background in science and specifically electronics and electro-optics or laser systems. Yeah, so I spent 10 years in engineering working for a Department of Defense company, cutting-edge laser designation, rangefinder systems, that kind of thing. When I left this particular company, I found Ocean Optics, and as Leeward mentioned, the world's first fiber optic spectrophotometer.
Right.
And the applications for this technology were endless. I mean, literally, we were working in every discipline of science. So I started there in a manufacturing capacity and then moved on to sales and marketing, which I absolutely loved because I really enjoy spending time with people. So the engineering side, not so much, but when you get into sales and marketing, I had a lot of, you know, opportunity to meet a lot of very interesting people. So that was a lot of fun.
That's fantastic. And that's what I got in studying, you know, all three of your biographies is, you know, all of you certainly have something to contribute to the organization. And Dr. Tina, how about yourself? I know you're a PhD, which, of course, I have the utmost respect for being just getting my doctorate degree last year. So I know you've been working very hard as well.
I know you can relate. I got my PhD from the University of South Florida back in 2000 in chemical engineering. So I really enjoy research science. From there, I went on to manage labs and people, and I really enjoyed management and business development. And I also ended up at Ocean Optics, which is how we all know each other, director of sensor development capacity for chemical warfare, oxygen, things like that. And, of course, I transitioned to T-shirts. So that's my story.
And it's a great story. You know, the transition is quite amazing. You know, I suspect in speaking to all of you that, you know, this is very fulfilling for you. All of you were there, you know, at the early phases of Big Frog. Maybe you can, you know, describe the history of Big Frog to our listeners.
It was interesting because we sold – this is Leeward again, by the way. We sold Ocean Optics in 2004. And we sold it to a holding company, which was very structured. After about a year and a half after the sale, I got a call from Ron and Tina that the company had changed dramatically, and they were interested in doing something on their own. And they had the idea of doing a geek novelty company, specializing in geek stuff like three-dimensional puzzles, hourglasses, and that.
Oh, wow.
And so one day I came into the shop, and Tina said, "I'm so glad you came in, because Ron and I over the weekend came up with 100 different slogans for geek T-shirts. First rule of chemistry, don't lick the spoon. The gene pool needs chlorine. Stuff that Sheldon Cooper would wear on The Big Bang Now." Unfortunately, we were ahead of that curve. But so we couldn't do the T-shirts because at the time the technology was silk screening, and silk screeners wanted a minimum of 150 pieces per design.
Okay.
And we had 100 designs, and that's 15,000 T-shirts.
Right.
Plus the inventory. The inventory carrying costs were outrageous, the number of SKUs that we needed, and so forth. And we decided that there had to be a way to produce small quantity of T-shirts affordably.
Uh-huh.
And so we started doing some research, and we found a new technology called direct-to-garment printing, which is an all-digital process. It's like your desktop inkjet printer, but on steroids.
Okay.
And so whatever you can create on a PC, you can actually print on a T-shirt. So we bought one of those, and to supplement our income, we started sending out direct mail pieces to private schools and to businesses, plumbers, electricians, carpenters, and that type of thing. And the business started to grow. And then one day Ron sent two T-shirts over to an on-air celebrity from the local Fox News channel that does a 5-minute light and lively section on people in the community, and we did his logo and put it on two T-shirts and sent it over to him, and like we have our saying now is never underestimate the power of a T-shirt. because when Charlie got his T-shirts, he immediately called us and said, I'd love to come do a story on you guys.
Wow, that's fantastic.
So Charlie Belcher came over and did a story on us, and his camera person was a very petite young woman, and she said, Mr. Bean, would you do a T-shirt for me that says, I am the cameraman? She said, I come in with all of this camera gear, and people go, where's the cameraman? So I came up with a quick design for her. We printed the T-shirt and handed it to her, and Charlie just freaked out. He said, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen. And so he said, I'm going to feature this as part of the story, and he did. And the next day, our lives changed forever. We didn't get one call on the geek novelty stuff, but the phone just started ringing off the hook for people that needed 5, 10, 20 T-shirts. And so the business started to grow, and we said one day, wonder if this would work in a retail location.
Right, right.
And so we agreed, and we opened up a retail store, and the first month that we were open, the business just took off. And so about 3 months later, one of our customers came in and said, I've had a cigar store over in Tampa for 5 years. I'm still not making any money. I want to open up one of these stores. And I said, well, go ahead. You can buy the printer from Brother. You can buy the T-shirts, and you're in business. He said, you don't understand. I don't want to reinvent the wheel. I want to buy a franchise. So I came back to the office, and I said, Ron, do you know how to spell franchise? And so now, as they say, we are one.
That's amazing. It's a great story, Leeward. I mean, it really is part of the history. And, you know, it reminds me of many of those famous stories in franchising, whether it's, you know, Ray Kroc pulling into San Bernardino and introducing himself to the McDonald brothers and saying the same thing that, you know, this would be a great franchise concept, or it was someone approaching Dave Thomas for Wendy's and, you know, I want to franchise this as well. It's a great story, and it's probably going to be one of those historic stories, I suspect, you know, 5, 10, 15 years down the road. You know, I think that's great, and it certainly adds to, you know, the whole character of your franchise. I love that story. I think it's great. What was it like? What was the feeling like, you know, really for all of you? I mean, when you opened up, you know, your first franchise or your first couple of franchises anyway, I mean, what was that feeling like for you?
For me personally, it was very rewarding.
Mm-hmm.
because I came out of retirement to work with Ron and Tina. I've known them for a long time, had the opportunity and the pleasure of working with them at Ocean Optics, knew who they were, what they were, knew their work ethics and all of that. So going into this, it was really about helping them experience their own business and having a piece of the pie and an equity position in a business and all that. And now each time we award a franchise, I get that same feeling that this is given an opportunity for somebody to really control their own destiny and to create a lifestyle that they're interested in.
That's fantastic. Every year I go to the International Franchise Expo, and the last several years they've had the show in New York, and it always seems like when an aspiring entrepreneur comes up to the booth, they typically ask the question. They say, you know, so what do you guys do? How do you typically answer that question if you were, you know, at a franchise show and someone came up to your booth and they said, so what do you guys do?
Well, typically we describe the concept, of course, first off. We're a custom retail store in a brick-and-mortar
mm-hmm.
situation.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fun environment. We have a great business system and model for you to follow. We're experts in the field. We're a great boutique. It's like Jetsons meet George of the Jungle. And we can guide you to success. But in the meantime, you're also part of your community and actually interacting with your neighbors, not just going to a job. So we're here to support you and make sure you're a success in your business. That's our main job.
I like how you mentioned, too, Dr. Tina, you know, it's a fun business. You know, I hope no transmission franchises are listening, but I always say, you know, this must be very rewarding, you know, because you get to put a smile on your customers' faces. I always say, you know, if you own the transmission franchise, it must be painful sometimes to say, you know, it's going to cost you $2,000 or $3,000 to your customers and things like that. You know, this is something really fun, and it's an experience, isn't it?
It definitely is an experience.
Yeah, I'd say the adjective that consumers use to describe our products most are either wow or awesome.
Yeah.
Perfect is another one. So, you know, it's neat because in the custom environment, sort of by default, every product is the perfect product for that customer because they've built it, they've designed it. So it is very rewarding. And when you create, when you've got a product like that and you're, you strive to create the ultimate customer experience, it is very, very rewarding. People are just happy in our businesses.
I imagine. I mean, when you can wow a customer, you know that you have something, don't you? You know, and there's a couple other things that I liked in studying your business model is that one is, of course, everyone could be a potential customer, right? I mean, it's everyone from a baby to someone who is 99 years old. Also, the dual revenue streams. I think, you know, this concept presents some interesting opportunities of selling, as you said, to the consumer and also selling to businesses. So the market is pretty huge in a particular area, isn't it?
Yeah, we call it, you know, they say B2B or B2C. We call it B2P. That's business to people because everybody is a prospect.
I'm going to have to steal that in my class.
Yeah, you can use that.
That's great.
It's the only business that we've been involved with where every single person you meet is a prospect.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it. I mean, if you tell somebody what you do, they have a need down the road for a T-shirt or a mouse pad or a coaster or something, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Whether it's, you know, birthday parties, weddings, I mean, they really, I mean, the options are endless. So I think that's fantastic. You kind of hinted upon, you know, the whole technology thing and, you know, where, you know, you are with that. But, I mean, what role has technology played in your business? I mean, it sounds pretty significant.
You know what, there's really, it's really twofold. You know, it's, I'll talk a little bit about the DTG technology itself. Uh-huh. That's the enabler for our business concept. So we've taken, you know, an industry that's, you know, hundreds if not thousands of years old, and when it goes digital, there's a huge impact on the industry, and that's what we've found. It's the digital component, this direct-to-garment printer, that really drives our business model. So that part of the, you know, that technology component is critical to our success.
Right.
But I'd say the other part of it is, you know, and I'll let Tina address this, is really what we can do in the digital world from a marketing standpoint.
Right. I find that digital marketing is really the most cost-effective way to reach the customer. So we focused a lot on getting our stores search engine optimized for organic ranking. We do a lot of, you know, as all, I'm sure all the service industries do, we focus on Yelp and Google Plus. But one of the components that I also think is really important is we did invest in a complete intranet structure. So all of our stores can communicate via forums, libraries, almost a Facebook-like interaction that has been really instrumental in enabling communication with all the other owners. So, I mean, just technology has really allowed our owners to succeed.
Yeah, I love that, Dr. Tina, is that, you know, the use of intranet. I mean, I think that's fantastic, you know, is having your business owners, you know, have the ability to correspond with each other and also give the opportunity to, I guess you could say, like, share best practices, you know, is like something interesting happened, you know, in my store today, you know, and your, you know, owners can kind of share that with each other, can't they?
Exactly.
And the other great thing about this, Marty, is people find us on the internet, but they still are able to come in and have that personalized experience where they can, you know, we sell apparel, so they can come in and touch it and feel it and try it on and feel the product. And so I think a lot of times when people purely look at e-commerce, that personal element goes away, and for us that's a key. Because each one of our stores is, it's a fun environment. We try to make it as much fun. We laugh. We have a great time. And the customers feed off of that.
I imagine.
We had one Christmas, Ron and I were working in the store, and I was doing a design. Ron was doing a design. And there was a guy up at the printer printing T-shirts, and we had people waiting, and this guy came in the store, and he looked around, and everybody was laughing and having a good time. He goes, "What is this, a kegger?" And so that's kind of a model that we've developed. We said we want our stores to be like a keg party, you know, where everybody's having fun.
It's fantastic. I mean, it's great. I mean, I love that. You know, is everything that you're telling me about the franchises. You know, again, the customers saying wow, and you know, I love it because I talk about this to my business students all the time. Is giving customers that experience. You know, and putting smiles on their face, and you know, that's a very powerful thing. You know, for the owner and of course the customers. So I think that's fantastic. Maybe talk a little bit about the industry because this is a fairly big industry, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. As Ron said earlier, garment decorating has been around for years and years and years. We're on the 100th anniversary of – we're actually on the 100th anniversary of the T-shirt. It was created by the Department of the Navy for the sailors to keep from chafing in their wool uniforms in the summertime. But in 1956, T-shirts had a big boom with – Streetcar Named Desire and Rebel Without a Cause with Marlon Brando and James Dean.
Yeah.
Those two wore the white T-shirts, and that year, T-shirt sales boomed to $60 million worldwide.
That's amazing.
Today, the garment decorating world itself is well over $52 billion in revenue. So it's a huge market. And the nice thing from our standpoint is it's a terribly fragmented market. If you try and name a national company that does custom T-shirts other than the internet companies, it's tough to come up with a name. So for us, it's an opportunity to go into this vast market with a national brand.
Yeah, this is the first time, and I didn't realize this, Lee, right before the show, my wife pointed this out to me, is that, and this is almost like our 400th show, that we have not had your particular category on the show in 8 years, you know, so I think that also says a lot, doesn't it?
It really does. It was, it's really a new market opportunity across the board. There's nobody that's really done this prior. And to be able to walk into a store and walk out with a custom T-shirt in less than 20 minutes for $15-$18 is something that hadn't been done before. So when we look at it, the opportunity for people that need 1 to 100 T-shirts, this market has been relatively unserved.
That's fantastic. We're speaking with Leeward Bean, Ronald DeVries, and Dr. Tina Bacon DeVries of the leadership team for the Big Frog franchise opportunity. And one of the questions, sometimes every so often we like to kind of stump our guests or make our guests kind of like think a bit. What's been the most interesting thing that's happened to you since starting Big Frog? I'm sure you all have hundreds of stories that we could talk about probably for several years. But is there anything that stands out?
My biggest one was we had a franchisee that was struggling and almost went out of business and we dove in and really figured out what the situation was, and today she is wildly successful, and for me that's been just a huge, you know, thing to be able to help somebody achieve their goals and that's been my big one.
That's great.
Yeah, I'd say that, you know, we're all motivated to help our franchisees be successful. So, you know, the things that we do on a daily basis and you know, the planning that goes into the franchise system and that kind of thing, it's so relevant to us. Because we're helping people be successful and that kind of thing. For me, it was really learning, for me to learn how to walk outside my comfort zone, to put my best foot forward to support these franchisees, and realizing it's not as painful as you think before you take that first step. That's been a revelation to me.
That's great. Dr. Tina, you have anything that stands out over the years?
I think when I look back, I've learned so much from our franchisees, and sometimes it's been very humbling for what they've brought to the table and taught me when I was supposed to be teaching them.
Right.
So it's been a great learning experience more than I would have thought. And I just, and it's great because I do love all our franchisees, and it's been a really gratifying business endeavor on our part.
That's fantastic. Speaking of the franchisees, I mean, what characteristics do you look for in your franchisees?
I think the most important thing that we look for is, have the people been successful before they came in to see us? It's an attribute that that people don't shed. If you're successful, you have a tendency to be successful.
Sure.
And and the other thing is, we look for is integrity and honesty, and and just, do they fit our culture? Can they have fun doing what they want? You know, and there's the old axiom that says, if you have fun doing what you do, you'll never work a day in your life.
Sure.
And and that's what we look for in our potential franchisees, is, do they, can they have fun? Do they fit into our culture? Are they willing to follow a system? And then can they be happy? Are they fun people to be around?
And that's important too, Lee, with that, you know, you, like you said, you want them to be happy, you know, and I think that's great. You know, it's, you know, a lot of times on the show we've compared, you know, franchising to, not as sacred, of course, but almost like a marriage, you know, is that it's got to be a match, of course, on both ends between the franchisor and the franchisee. So I think that's a fantastic way that you described it. Maybe we talk a little bit about the training for your new franchisees. I mean, how does that work? Do they come to Florida once you decide that, you know, there is a match and they want to go forward?
Yeah, there's a variety of ways. And by the way, training, really, we look at training as the key to success. In fact, you know, you could argue that marketing drives revenue, and I would argue back that training drives marketing, which drives revenue.
Yeah, I would agree that.
So it all stems from our operations manuals, right? So every training nugget that we have out there is all derived from our manuals to keep the message consistent, and things like that. But, you know, training starts with the manuals, and then prior to opening, they come back to us here in delightful downtown Dunedin for a week's worth of classroom and hands-on training on the business model. It then extends back to their location for a week's worth of on-site training. And one of the neatest things we've done from a training standpoint, about 2 years ago, we launched Big Frog University Online.
Wow.
So we've got dozens of online courses that our owners and their employees can take to get up to speed with our business model and our brand and our culture. So the learning management system is really been a game changer from a training standpoint. So there's a variety of tools that we use, and you know, strong leanings on technology to have effective, efficient training programs.
That's fantastic. Who gets credit for the name, by the way?
That was a Leeward and I came up with the name, and it's not a very interesting story. It's kind of funny, but
yeah.
We spent a long time. You know, the industry has been around so long that every URL relating to the decorating industry has been taken.
That's true.
So we spent days trying to come up with a name of the business that would tie in to the World Wide Web with the right URL. It had to be something.com, and it had to be related to T-shirts. But it was so frustrating, you know, because everything was taken, or they wanted to sell you the URL for, you know, $30,000 or $50,000. And for years in at Ocean Optics, I worked directly for Leeward, and every morning I would come in and say, hey, big dog, how's it going? And he'd say, have a seat, little dog. Let's talk about the day. And so Leeward was always, he was always the big dog.
Right.
And so out of frustration, I said, all right, what about big dog? You know, what about big dog custom T-shirts? And immediately Leeward said, it's already taken. It's an apparel group out of Miami. And I went, are you kidding me? And I said, all right, then fine. What about Big Frog?
Right.
You know, just out of frustration. And we looked at each other and we went, what? And we thought about it more and more, and we started having fun with it, you know, like, you know, we were playing with the name and the puns and things we could do with it. It's, you know, frogs are universal. They're green.
They are. Yeah.
a lot of reasons that we decided on the name Big Frog, and a lot of plus Big Frog.com was available.
That's great.
So not as interesting as you might think, but that's how we came up with it.
You know, and I think that is a great story, though, Ron. You know, and I said that, you know what, that's going to be another one of those historic stories in 50 years. Watch. People are going to talk about that one. So I think
hope
that's
you're right, Mark.
Absolutely. That's just fantastic. Maybe we could talk a little bit about, you know, what's a typical day like for our listeners? You know, they're listening in and, you know, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs. They have it in their mind that they want to buy a franchise. Maybe they don't have particular experience with this type of model, but they're saying, wow, this sounds really interesting. And maybe you can kind of like paint a picture of like a typical day.
Yeah, it's interesting. During our discovery days, I do a whole session on the day in the life of a Frogger. And really try and get people to understand what their day-to-day routine is going to be like. And it's not much of a routine, but they come in and really get the team, the store team in place and what they need to do for the day. And we always tell our franchisees the key to success is to work at the business and not in the business.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for all of us to get mired in the mundane day-to-day operations, and we try and teach our franchisees to get out of the store. The designers and the store manager can run the store. Your job is to be the face of the Big Frog in your community, and to get out and network. There's no selling involved in our concept, but there's a lot of just getting out into the marketplace. It's the only business that, as I said, that we've been involved with where every person you meet is a customer. So the more people that you meet through the Chamber of Commerce, through your networking events, through philanthropic organizations, through volunteer work, through events and festivals, all of those things, it's just the more people you meet, the more prospects you'll have. And you don't meet new prospects in the store. So it's imperative that they spend the majority of their day driving business into the store. And it's not selling. It's just going out and saying, hi, you know what I do? So
it's informative, Leeward. It's not persuasive at all. You know, it's just really letting people know who you are, what you do, and as you said, I mean, everyone has that need. It's not like you have to persuade someone into buying your product, do you? So it is. It's not a hard sell at all, is it? Or even a
sale. No, it's really not. You still do the survey part of every opportunity. You know, how can we help you and that type of stuff. But the customers will come in and say, I need this for this, and as I said, everybody's a prospect.
You know what else is kind of neat, Marty? About a couple of years ago, we really had a shift in the dynamic and how we approached outside organizations.
Right.
And you're not out there selling, but if I can go to a nonprofit and say, you know, I'd like to help you raise awareness and I'd like to help you raise funds.
Right.
We can do both of those things with custom T-shirts. Right. So we can use T-shirt as a catalyst for a nonprofit to sell T-shirts to raise funds, and we do that a lot. But the message on those T-shirts, as it relates to a charity, can propagate the message, can create awareness. So it's one thing to go into a business and say, "Here, I'm here to sell something."
Right.
It's a whole other thing to go into a business and say, "I'm here to help you either create a profit center or raise awareness." And that's a really neat position to be in.
You provide a solution to their problem, Ron, which is common really for a lot of businesses, isn't it? Most businesses want to create awareness, don't they? You know, whether it's a nonprofit or a profit. You know, it really is that universal need, which is one of the many things I love about your business model. Our listeners, again, we call them aspiring franchisepreneurs, and we find like a lot of them are lost because most of them, they kind of have it in their mind. They want to buy that franchise, but they just don't know where to begin because I think today we're up to something like 75 or 80 industries. There's like 3,000 or 4,000 different types of systems out there. So many of them just don't know where to begin. So what advice would you give to our listeners in their quest for buying a franchise?
I'd say do your research and find the business concepts that match your strengths and your personality. I could never do food. I was not built for food.
Yeah.
But T-shirts was easy for me, you know. So that would be my advice, is do your research, find the concepts that match your personal strengths and, your personality.
And I think that's
Go
ahead, Tina.
I was going to say, I would also say make sure you talk to the other franchisees. Some franchisors and systems are really strict and tell you exactly what to do all day, and other ones allow you to be a little bit more of an entrepreneur in your business.
That's
so get a good at because there's a huge difference in a lot of the systems, and you don't want to end up somewhere where they're controlling your every move.
Then it seems like a job.
Exactly. It does seem like a job. And you know, we've had some of those franchise systems, you know, on the show over the last 8 years where, I mean, that system is so very, very strict where there is no room for any flexibility whatsoever, you know, and that's part of what you're buying, and people need to know that and to be able to distinguish that there are many different types of franchise systems out there, aren't there, you know, and I think that's so important. I think that's really great advice. So looking down the road, you know, and I could ask all three of you because you're part of the leadership team at Big Frog. I mean, where do you see the company 3 to 5 years down the road?
Our five-year goal, Marty, is to get to 300 units nationwide.
Wow.
and to be the world leader in garment decorating. As I said earlier, the industry is so fragmented, there's no brand associated with it. When we get to 300 units, we become the largest producer of custom T-shirts in the world. And my goal one day is to be sitting at the end of the Super Bowl and the last commercial on is, go to your Big Frog store tomorrow morning for your official NFL Super Bowl T-shirt.
Wow.
Our goal really is to become the world leader in custom decorated apparel.
I love that goal, by the way, Leeward. I think that's a fantastic goal to have, you know. I mean, that's, I've been asking that question a long time on the show, you know, and I've never heard that response, so I think that's fantastic, you know. And when are you coming to Easton, Pennsylvania, by the way?
It's interesting because when we were in the initial stages of building the franchise, people said, what will this do in the Northeast?
Right.
And my comment back to him was, I have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, we'd never opened a store in the Northeast. We'd never opened a store north of the Mason-Dixon line. And now we've got three extremely successful stores in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And, they make you all look like the tropics.
That's true, don't they?
Yeah, and what astounded us was the number of hoodies, sweatshirts, sweatpants, you know, and that type of stuff. So a T-shirt's a T-shirt. It is what it is, and by us being able to customize it, we have a motto that says, never underestimate the power of a T-shirt.
Wow, so great.
Once you get something printed on it, it's pretty powerful. So we've got one in Pittsburgh. We got two in Pittsburgh now. So we're headed that way, Marty. Just be patient.
That'll
we'll be there.
Fantastic. Well, I'm patiently waiting. And again, I think this is a fantastic franchise system. I'm so pleased to have all three of you on the show today. What's the best way for our listeners to get more information on becoming a franchisee? Are there any websites you'd like them to go to? Any phone numbers you'd like them to call?
Yeah, it's really bigfrog.com. You can find information on our stores, on the custom T-shirts and the products that we offer, as well as the franchise opportunity. So that's www.bigfrog.com.
That's easy enough. And thank God you got that URL, right, Ron?
That's right.
That's fantastic, because that could have been in a very expensive URL. So, again, I want to thank you, Leeward, Ronald, and Dr. Zena for coming on the show. It has been a privilege to have you on the show, and I would already like to invite you back next year as you continue to grow. I think this is an amazing opportunity.
Thank you, Marty.
We'll
take you up on it. Thanks, Marty.
My privilege. Have a great day. We'll be right back with more franchise interviews.